Let's open the studio door and welcome in another old friend. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Oh, lucky there.
He's our sports psychologist. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas and has authored or co-authored more than 5,700 books. Good morning.
Good morning, Jake.
Yes, good morning.
And first a sing good morning. Hold on, let me have a sip of my morning coffee.
It's longer every time.
Are you okay?
Oh, that was a big load there.
Okay, yeah, big sip.
You held that in your mouth for a while,
I did. I didn't have a Kleenex. Okay, let's talk about Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, Happy Valentine's Day.
And yours. Are you guys doing something special with your significant others?
Did you say you guys or you?
You guys.
You guys.
Yes, you guys.
Sure, we're probably going to do something.
Maybe take him or her, that's cool too, out to a nice dinner and then try to convince them to do unconventional stuff after you've both had about a bottle and a half of wine.
What's that?
You know, before you collapse beside them, having only achieved a semi in the past 35 minutes of attempts. No? Anybody else? No? Okay, let's move on.
So you have big plans tonight?
Yeah, you know, I love Valentine's Day. Did you know that Valentine's Day was named after a massacre that happened in Chicago in the late 20s? A lot of people don't know this.
Unfortunately.
A lot of people don't know this. Yes.
The Valentine's Day massacre.
Thought it went the other way around, but no.
You know, it's a very stressful time for livers. This Valentine's
Day. For
livers? Livers.
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 Because you're drinking a lot.
What?
Livers?
Livers. People who live each other. Good Lord, man.
My bad.
Get the man out of your ears, man. Yes, very stressful time for livers. You know, how do you get the perfect gift? How do you do weird positions after she's had too much steak at dinner?
Oh,
you know, Mary Cameron, but I just want to say to everyone, the only thing you have to do is share your feelings. Just give that special someone a curd.
Share your feelings.
Give him a curd. That just tells them how you feel about them. That's more important than anything
like
else.
Like a cheese curd?
What?
What?
You said a curd.
George.
A curd, like a Hilmer curd.
Look at what he's saying. He's saying curd.
God.
Look, can we please talk about spirits?
Yes, we wanted to ask you about the psychology of winning three Super Bowls in 5 years.
Let's talk about the psychology of winning three Super Bowls in 5 years.
It's incredible.
First of all, let's talk about the psychology of the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl has a very difficult psychology.
It does.
Yes.
What does that mean?
You know, it's hard to get to the Super Bowl, and sometimes it's even harder to win it. And I think Brack Purdy found out the hard way that being a Lee Harvey Oswald lookalike doesn't guarantee you success in the Super Bowl.
Right.
It doesn't even make sense.
No, of course not.
But Patrick Mahomes has a really good psychology.
What does that mean?
He's just a winner, Craig.
Yes.
If you haven't noticed, look at him. Yeah. He's a winner.
I have noticed that he wins.
And I have to admit, I'm a little bit defensive about Patrick Mahomes because he and I are friends.
Oh, really?
Really?
We are indeed friends. Yes, Patrick Mahomes read one of my books and got in contact with me and said it really helped him.
That's great.
What book?
It was The Psychology of Having a Muppet Voice. It was very limited print.
We only sold
the one copy, and it went to Kansas City, so I guess that's it was him that bought it. But yes, The Psychology of Having a Muppet Voice. No, actually, we sold two. I remember we sent another one to the guy who starred in Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, that guy.
But I watched the Super Bowl for the first time this year.
The first time?
Yes, I normally don't watch it.
Huh.
Because, you know what, as a spirit psychologist, I don't like to bring the work home with me.
Okay.
And during my relaxation time.
But it's the world's biggest game, though.
It's the world's biggest game, but I watched it this year for one reason. Tay-Tay girl!
You're a Taylor Swift fan.
I love me some Tay-Tay!
Okay.
Eras tour forever!
Okay.
Crying emoji! But...
But what?
But I will say this about Tay-Tay.
Uh-huh.
I live her. Live everything she does.
You live her.
There's that word again.
But I'm worried about her boyfriend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I think it's time for Travis Kelce to take my emotional regulation seminar. He needs some
okay.
help. Because I saw him yell at that obese elderly man. And,
well, that's his head coach.
And he looked extremely angry and extremely off-kilter. He was not centered. He needed to be centered.
Yes.
He was not. So, you know, and plus he's going to be dealing with something, you know, he's used to being a celebrity.
Yeah.
But now he's dating somebody who is far and away a bigger celebrity than he'll ever be, and that is Tay Tay Girl.
Yeah, we know. We know who that is.
Got it.
But I think that Travis would do well reading a book on the psychology of dating a celebrity.
Oh, okay.
And
what's that?
I have a couple that I've published. This is My Life with Lance Bass by Dr. C. It's an anonymous account of someone who dated Lance Bass.
Who is Dr.
Just
C,
just an anonymous
Carlton.
Name that was assigned to him and everything. Also, maybe Travis would take it from this source a little bit better if he read Plowing Through Celebrity Tale by Tony Romo.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I don't remember that
one. It's from the football player angle.
Yes, from the football player angle.
Angle, yes.
But now Kansas City is going to be going for a three-peat.
How about that?
And three-peats are very difficult. Not impossible, but very, very difficult.
Not what?
Not impossible.
A what?
Impossible.
I'm saying it clearly.
Appreciable.
Appreciable. You're not listening clearly, but I'm saying it clearly.
Appreciable.
They're very difficult, but... It can be done. I mean, have you ever gotten together with a whole group of men and tried to do a three-peat? It's hard, but it can be done. I can tell
you what you're talking about.
It can be done.
You know what you're talking about.
You know it can be done.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. See ya.